friends.
I'm Mandy.
I'm Charlotte.
I'm Courtney.
And we're here to tell you some stories about some things we did, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
What are the odds that you were drinking while it was happening?
Probably pretty high.
I'm going to say 99%. I'm actually drinking right now.
Cheers.
Hey, cheers.
Clinky, clinky.
It feels like it should be like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but it's actually 4:30 because we slept all morning.
Yeah, I'm drinking Chardonnay from the Black Box.
I too am drinking Chardonnay from the Black Box out of a Nightmare and Dreams cup from the Magic Castle.
How exclusive. Did you go to the Magic Castle?
Maybe we'll talk about it later.
I'm drinking a Truly out of my exclusive Magic Castle cup.
I'm just drinking out of a coffee cup because there's no wine glasses in this Airbnb.
It lied to us. It lied to us.
We are in the City of Angels, Los Angeles, California, in a closet filled with some Harry Potter outfits, some
Seahawks gear,
some tutus, a Jack Skellington Halloween jacket. It's very festive in here. We decided that it would give you, Internet, a more professional-sounding quality podcast.
We shoved baby in a corner.
We crammed our shit into a closet. So, yeah, welcome to the show.
I have some things to repent for.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, God, it hurts. One of our listeners filled us in on the that show that I couldn't remember, or the movie.
I was like, well, tell Courtney. She didn't hear about it.
So I just vaguely remember this movie I watched when I was growing up. And, like, the only thing I can remember of it was, like, this bridge thing. And, like, you know, their family were all together and they would just get born one by one. So then this girl was all by herself. The
family's all together in heaven.
Yeah. And,
distinction.
Sorry. And the baby, like, she wants to be with her family, so she runs to get on the bridge, but it was too soon, and her mom almost miscarried her. Yeah. And that's the only thing that I remember, and one of our listeners filled us in that it was called Saturday Warrior.
Saturday's Warrior.
Okay. Yes. And I watched it, and it was trash.
And I watched it by default because I was in the room and Charlotte wouldn't turn it off when I asked her to 40 times.
It's a musical. It's a movie based on a play.
sounds fabulous.
Yeah, it's all about being a good Jesus person.
Pretty sure Matt Stone and Trey Parker ripped off the missionary. There's two guys that are best friends up in heaven, too. I think they're lovers. And it's the same dynamic as the Book of Mormon musical.
Trey Parker and Matt Stone don't rip anything off from the Mormons. They just take what's there and they mold it into a clever and
something
funny.
Better. Yeah.
It's like the Mormons have gifted Trey Parker and Matt Stone. They're just like, do with this what you will, Mr. Stone and Mr. Parker.
Oh, you know what? We forgot to cheers to our patrons.
Hey, cheers, patrons.
Cheers.
Thanks for supporting us. Thanks for giving us money.
Thank you for supplying my habit.
I'm sorry. I'd like to repent for getting the flu and having us miss last week's podcast and probably all the coughing that I'm going to be doing in the middle of this current podcast. Yeah, a little tickle in my throat.
Just drink faster. You'll be fine.
Okay.
What else do I have to repent for? I repent for drinking 3 martinis and a bottle of wine last night, which is why I feel so good right now. We went to the Magic Castle. It was amazing.
Sure was.
So magical.
Do you have anything to repent for, Courtney?
Nope. Everything's been delightful. I can't say I have had one regret so far this week.
Yeah, it has been a week of cool shit.
Right? We went to Universal Studios. We did the whole Halloween Horror Nights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you remember?
So, listen. I remember having a really good time. Pounding Trulies left and right.
$15 Trulies.
And then I remember not saying things that made sense for a minute there, and then you yelling at me to reel it back in.
I didn't yell at you. We spent a lot of money on VIP tickets so that we could get the front of the line. And I was just trying to help the group stay on track and not waste our money.
It's okay to be honest. You can say, I was just trying to help you not have to go back to the Airbnb alone in an Uber right. next to Skid Row and my sister's dead now. Right.
I'll admit, too, I was really looking forward to the Terror Tram. It's, spoiler alert in case you don't know how to use the internet, but the Terror Tram this year is the movie Nope, Jordan Peele's new movie, and I was really looking forward to that. I will be a little honest here. I grayed out some of that.
Right.
Browned out some of that.
Yeah, I don't recall a whole lot.
I took some videos, though, luckily, so I was like, oh, man, that was cool.
It was. I like how they had the people, was that from Us?
Oh, yes. Scissors.
People with the scissors standing around, like, and then charging you and stabbing you in the face almost with scissors. It was very creepy. It was nice. I liked it.
Yeah, it was good. And they, this was the first year apparently that they've dressed up the Harry Potter land for Halloween. That's what Dawn was saying.
Oh, that's cool.
But they have a lot of the Death Eaters there that would come up to you and scare you.
That's
great.
And
a lot of fog. Everything was lit up green.
Yeah, that was super cool. Yeah, the Harry Potter is probably my favorite part of that whole park.
How much money do you think collectively between the four of us we spent on Truly's at the park?
I haven't looked at my credit card bill because I don't want to know.
I mean, I could look at mine because I have not opened one of those text messages from Discover. It's just something I'm going to add up at the end of this trip and take from my savings account and try and forget.
If I had to guess, I'm going to say we probably are close to $400.
Yeah.
One thing I didn't appreciate is every haunted maze, haunted house that we went into, like we would get out of one, we'd go and buy a Truly, go get in line for the next one, have this, front of the line pass, and then get up there and they're, oh, sorry, you have to chug that Truly. Just like, that's a really big Truly. Do you know what's going to happen to Charlotte? But I did not appreciate it. It seemed like the first two that we went through, I was able to carry my drink in just fine. But every other one, they're just like, nope, chug it.
Right.
Fine. I'll show you.
You're just asking for problems.
I put mine in my pocket. They can tell me what to do.
We did this Horror Nights thing once without the VIP pass.
It was awful.
And I can't imagine. So, like, I just remember we probably have said this before. We stood in line for 3.5 hours for this Walking Dead maze, which was cool. But it was just, like, still 3.5 hour wait.
For a 30-second loop of music.
We did this one this time. We forked out the money. We got the front of the line pass. We got in the park at 2 o'clock, so we could go early and all that.
Correction. We got into the park at approximately 4 o'clock because of that damn restaurant.
That's true. We did go to a restaurant at the City Walk that took, an hour to check us out. That was unfortunate.
Yeah, that was rough.
But still, so we got in there, we did the front of the line, and we did everything one after the other, and it was still like midnight 30 when we got out of there.
Right.
So I can't imagine if you didn't buy that pass, you would be able to see all the mazes. You wouldn't. Right. There's no way. Brilliant marketing, Universal Studios.
Take my money.
What else did you guys do that was cool this weekend?
I went to Trejo's Tacos.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
That was pretty amazing. I had the fried chicken taco, and even though they put the pico de gallo inside, which I specifically asked them not to do, it was still delicious. And
it was very yummy.
Yeah.
I bought a bottle of hot sauce, so now I can look at Danny Trejo's face every time I want to spice up my scrambled eggs in the morning.
I don't know. I got nothing.
Well, we went to the Magic Castle last night.
Right?
That was pretty fabulous.
That was pretty great. I had to drink a bunch of martinis to make that hangover go away from the night before.
It's nothing like taking a trashy, Truly hangover and dumping some expensive martinis on top of it.
Yeah, we just finally dipped our toes into this Magic Castle membership that's part of the House of Blues membership that we've been telling you guys about. It was expensive.
But worth it.
But very cool. Like, the magic shows were so good. Damn it, I wish I could remember the guy's name. It was like Rory.
Is that Rory Kobe?
Yes, yeah. He put on such a great magic show. The sleight of hand, the guys at the bar that do the magic right in front of you.
Right.
It's like, how do you do that?
I went in a little bummed out about, like, the pricing because I was trying to be on a budget, but I was like, you only live once. You'll just pay for it the rest of your life.
In interest fees.
I was like, magic. But it was a lot of fun. I got to be a participant in two of the magic acts, and it was great. And I had a very good time. They put on amazing performances.
Yeah, super fun. Super fun. Highly recommend the Magic Castle.
And the food was delicious. I had beef Wellington, which is a step up from what me and Mandy bought for the Airbnb, which is Wonder Bread.
Oh, are we going to tell the whole internet about that?
Yeah. Miracle Whip and Kraft Singles.
Okay. We got here first, and we're like, let's get some supplies for the, you know, so we can have some snacks. And I was really craving a bologna sandwich on White Wonder Bread. And so, yes, we ended up with those supplies. We got some microwavable macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. Cup of noodles.
Full of cup Hell of noodles. Yes. Some Oreos. Oh, what was the Coke? Coke?
Ugh. Nightmare Coke.
Why does anybody think that a cola beverage needs a fruit flavor added to it? It tastes like butt.
Yeah, it was weird. We do not recommend the dream flavored Coke.
I remember one time I thought I was buying cherry Coke. Uh-huh. Like, I thought I was buying diet cherry Coke, but I accidentally bought this like new diet Fiesta cherry Coke when they were bringing out these new flavors, and I brought it home and I opened up one, put it on ice, and it had like a jalapeno pepper cherry kick to it, and I was like, oh, this is disgusting. And I returned it to the store, and they like were trying to, like, I don't know if it's called strong arm me, or like, well, no, we don't give refunds. I was like, what? It says right here, customer service is your thing. I just want to switch it for regular diet cherry Coke. I've made an honest mistake. And
they were like, we don't want your bullshit soda back in our store.
We know how shitty this soda is. We had to trick you into buying it. But eventually they did let me switch it out, but they said, we never do this. I was like, you know how many times I say that.
For you, we'll make an exception.
Oh, it's too funny.
What else did I buy? Oh, cheapest Totino's party pizza.
Yes. It's
as thin as a slice of paper.
Oh, it's going to be real trashy. I'm really excited for it.
And also a croissant crust DiGiorno pizza.
See, that's just class, though.
Didn't that Totino's pizza go, like, on night one?
Yeah. Did it?
I think so, yeah. I think you made it already.
Oh, shit.
You enjoyed the F out of it. Just the look on your face was like... Chardonnay, vodka, and Totino's pizza.
Not allowed to hang out with you anymore. No.
Like, well, the real fun hasn't even happened yet. It's tomorrow. Today we're taking the day off to tell you guys our stories. Just have some light afternoon beverages.
Tomorrow's the main event.
Tomorrow's the main event.
Eye on the prize. Got to be on your toes. We can't fuck up there.
Right.
I'm looking at my Seahawks jersey. That's behind Courtney's head in the closet that we're recording in.
Go Hawks!
I was going to say what I'm not going to do at this game tomorrow, but I'll just wait till we get to the stories. do we have anything else for cool shit?
No. I don't think so.
I think we covered it. Universal Studios, Trejo's Tacos.
Wonder Bread.
Bologna.
Magic Castle.
From beef bologna to beef Wellington.
Yes, I am versatile.
Single afternoon.
Top that off with the beef ramen that's out there.
Yes.
Well, if you guys want to move over to this motherfucker. Oh, we've totally forgot Mormon Corner.
I talked about the Mormons.
You're right. Saturday's Warrior. Yeah. That's all you get. thanks, listeners. Listener, you know who you are. Okay. I found this article when I was scrolling through Twitter, and I thought you guys might enjoy it. the headline is, Lauren Boebert to Tennessee Republicans. Quote, you're going to help usher in the second coming of Jesus.
Oh, great.
So it's kind of like Mormon Corner anyway. So she's a Colorado, you know, you guys know Lauren Boebert, Colorado Republican. And apparently she's so unpopular in Colorado that she's gone to Tennessee, where the GOP party is more prevalent, to do her fundraising there.
Wow.
And so she's doing some kind of a rally in Tennessee. It was this past Wednesday. And she opens the rally with this. These are her, this, I'm quoting her now. "I want to start with two words. Let's go, Brandon." Yes, question? Do you have a question over there?
Maybe she meant,
let's go. Let's go is one word, or...
Maybe, yeah.
Then it's, she is dumb.
Yeah, isn't she dumb? She says, "In all serious, there is a calling on each and every one of you to be involved and rise up. It's an honor to serve in this time. I believe that many of us in the room believe that we are the last of the last days. And that's not a time to complain. That's not a time to grumble, to be dismayed, to be disheartened, but a time to rejoice." I'm not going to keep reading this because it's bullshit. What? She talks about the second coming of Jesus. This is part of her strategy.
Joy, 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 down in my heart.
Where? Down in my heart. What a great movie.
God, if people could just, you know, stop with this whole Jesus thing, that'd be great.
But they won't.
No, isn't it ruining my good time?
Yeah, so anyway, the moral of the story is her GOP Lincoln Day dinner got big applause with a focus on the end times prophecy. So that's what we're up against, people.
I don't understand.
How many more days till the election? 16? 18?
Something like that, yeah.
Please, for the love of God, please vote.
Make sure your grandparents vote. Get everybody that you know to vote. Register everyone.
Did you hear about that thing Ron DeSantis was doing in Florida where he was like, it had something to do with telling people that they could vote and then arresting them for voting.
Yeah.
And then, like, there was 20 people. And I can't remember why they were arrested. It was like, oh, they weren't eligible. Or he said that they weren't eligible. Something about voter fraud. So he arrested them. And then, so far, 19 of those 20 people... the case has been dropped because it's bullshit.
Right.
So
and also majority, like 15 out of them were black.
Yes. Know? Yeah.
Seems like a better thing for him to do to get them not to vote is just offer them a free flight.
Right.
Maybe somewhere where the Democrats live.
Oh, yeah. Somewhere where their vote might be counted.
God, what a piece of shit.
Yeah, he really... I don't understand how these people keep getting voted in. And with all seriousness, like, I've been watching a lot of that, what's the good news or the good, that guy who, he goes to Trump rallies and is just like, we can all agree Ted Cruz sucks, right? Like,
oh, Jason Selvig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The good liars.
The good liars.
And he's just like, come on. We all realize, yeah, you know, yeah, let's go Brandon. But Ted Cruz really sucks. I'm like, yeah, he does. He sucks.
Is that the one I just retweeted? Where it's like them all hugging. He's like at the Trump rally and they're hugging each other and they're like, you know, in solidarity because everyone hates Ted Cruz.
Right. But like, he's been doing a lot of interviews with people, which they're just so stupid. Like, again, they're just hateful people. Like, because they're just spewing hatred. But then, of course, they contradict themselves half the time because, you know, like, well, not like that. But they don't even realize that they sound stupid or that they're contradicting themselves. So it's just, it's been interesting. I highly recommend going and checking that out on Twitter. The Good Liars. Mm-hmm. There's lots in there.
Yeah. Funny comedy duo.
Right.
Should we take a break and hear a word from our sponsors?
Yeah.
Are we done with this motherfucker?
I think so.
Okay. Let's do it.
Before we do that, should we play a round of our favorite game of whose balls would you rather?
Oh, son of a bitch.
We're not doing that.
So they won. The GOP has rid the United States of your right to have an abortion. You're having a baby, and you're poor. Turns out all those right-wing fuckers who held up those signs that read, "I will raise your baby," only meant white babies birthed by a high school prom queen and a teenage quarterback. So now, you have the burden of taking care of a child. Your local Humane Society won't even let you adopt a dog without a reference check. We've teamed up with the U.S. Border Patrol and the Trump Foundation to bring you Kiddo Kennel. Need to go to the grocery store but too poor to afford a sitter? Need a night out on the town, but the people who forced you to birth a blessing have cut off your welfare funds? Kiddo Kettle is the answer. These repurposed kennels from the Mexican border can comfortably hold up to 3 kiddos. Kiddo Kennels will keep your child safe from the dangers and crystal meth in your home. Kiddo Kennels come with a newspaper or sawdust floor to absorb all the poop, pee, and tears your mattress trophies will excrete in your absence. Optional water bottle attachment available for an additional cost, but hey, you know you can't afford it. Kiddo Kennel, because the GOP says it's okay to house a child in a kennel.
Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons listeners get 50% off your first purchase of Kiddo Kennel. Just use the promo code TEDCruzPenisOoze at checkout. That's promo code TEDCruzPenisOoze for 50% off your first purchase of Kiddo Kennel.
And we're back. Welcome back to the show.
Just so you know, Charlotte chose Ted Cruz's balls.
Listen, it's Ted Cruz's or Trump's balls. Which one? You're going to die. Gun to your head.
Ted Cruz penises.
Something special about that.
It's just so delightful. What stories have we for the internet today, ladies?
Oh, sports ball.
Oh, sports ball.
Should we tell some sports ball mishaps at professional sporting events that we've been to?
Here's what to not to do when you go to the sports ball events.
I think the first professional sporting event I've been to would be the Bellingham Ice Hawks. Is that professional?
No.
Okay.
It's like a very minor league. It's like a high school league.
Oh, but I thought professional just meant like it was organized where they have the same jerseys and stuff.
T-ball is organized, but it is not professional.
Not professional. You're right. Fair enough. I don't know a lot about sports.
That's okay. That's okay. That's what Joe's for. He's gonna get us through this.
So yeah.
But
so,
I think your first sporting event, like real professional sporting event that you went to, was most likely the Seahawks game that we went to in Arizona. Oh, wait, no.
I went to a Mariners game once.
Oh, you went to a Seattle Mariners game?
Yeah, okay. A long time ago with the Boundary Bay
Booze Cruise.
I don't remember anything after the first inning.
Yeah.
But I did go to a game.
I went and saw the Angels play the Texas Rangers. That was my first sporting event, and I was like 11, so I couldn't drink yet.
What sports do those teams play?
The baseballs.
Okay.
They never run into the balls. But before we went to that football game in Arizona, we saw a professional hockey game.
That's right, the Coyotes.
We did. Yeah. I like hockey. I love watching hockey.
Hockey is fun.
Fights are fun.
They do like to hit on each other. I mean, beat on each other. No, that doesn't sound good either. They like to punch each other.
They like to beat each other up.
Sure. I actually didn't get in any trouble at that game.
Right? I don't even think I was hungover for that game.
Actually, I'm thinking now, I don't know if this is foreshadowing.
Are you okay, Charlotte? Charlotte just threw up.
Is it thinking about the game tomorrow? And how drunk you're gonna be?
You're on vacation. Let it go. We're not gonna judge you. Just don't get it on the jersey.
Or the mic.
That's why I keep going.
There's something about a professional sporting event that makes you just get really drunk.
Listen, I like nachos. I like hot dogs. I like dipping hot dogs in nacho cheese.
There's something about being in a stadium, especially when you're at your home stadium and you're surrounded by fans who are rooting for the same team as you. You get excited. You get happy. You drink more than you probably should. Sometimes you don't remember the whole thing. But then you go to a sporting event that's not your home stadium, and then you have a few beers to, like, get your nerves, because you're
outnumbered.
You get heckled by it sometimes. And fortunately, every time I've been to a stadium that's not my home stadium, the fans have been, for the most part, very nice. You know,
go just, Cleveland.
Just like a little making fun of you here and there, but I've never, like, felt intimidated or unsafe.
You know who made me feel unsafe? The Cardinals bird. Mascot who wouldn't take a picture with us.
Yeah,
he fans were great. That mascot motherfucker.
Is that gaslighting? He was kind of a turd, but yeah, you drink a little bit more to take the edge off of being in an unfamiliar stadium with fans who might not appreciate the fact that you're rooting against their team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so that's probably why we drink too much when we go to every sporting event.
just summed everything up for you there.
I think, I'm not sure if we've already told this one, but when I was at that same game, I stood up, was jumping up and down because the Seahawks made a touchdown, and I dumped my drink on top of the head of the person in front of me. I don't know if I've admitted to that, but I completely douched another Seattle fan. Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
And the funniest part of that was that not, I don't know, 20 minutes earlier, Craig also spilt beer on that same person.
No, it wasn't the same person.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was.
No, because he was sitting, there's a block of five of us. I was sitting at one end, Craig was sitting at the other.
Yeah, but I think we moved around a few times.
It was the same group of people, but it wasn't the exact same person.
All right, well, that's better.
Oh my God, could you imagine?
We are equal opportunity destroyers.
I've only spilt my beer on one person, and it was at what we've actually renamed the Charlotte Tom Petty Memorial Garden, because I blacked out. I technically have seen Tom Petty play once, but I don't remember it, and I had to go sleep in the car. But yes, I was holding some beer, and there was a guy in front of me, and it just slipped out of my hands, and just all over the back of him. And again, we're standing in line. It's not like I was even like in a stadium.
You were standing in line to get in?
Just getting for another drink. I had a full one, don't know why. I was like, I needed to eat. So my friend Dee Dee and Kent and I were going, so ZZ Top, Tom Petty. And Craig was coming right after work. So like he rushed. So we were pre-partying at their house and I was drinking vodka lemonades. And then I was like, oh, you guys, I gotta eat. Like, I haven't eaten yet today. We gotta eat something. So then we end up going to a restaurant where nothing looked appealing to me. So I kept not eating and kept still drinking. And then, yeah, then I was really shit-faced in the parking lot still partying. And, yeah, I kept drinking and didn't eat any food. So I was going in line to go get a hot dog when I spilt my beer on somebody. And then I had to buy him a drink so that he would stop being mad at me. And yeah, and then so unfortunately the Irvine amphitheater's not there anymore, but you could go in, and if you wanted to check in, there was a spot that said Charlotte's Tom Petty Memorial Garden.
Irvine Meadows?
Yeah, exactly. This was before Tom Petty died, so, you know, it's in better taste.
Maybe, you know what I've learned from this story is maybe we should smuggle in some bologna sandwiches to the game tomorrow.
I think you're allowed to carry in bologna sandwiches as long as they're in a clear Ziploc bag inside of your stadium bag.
But what if I want to hide them under each boob?
Each titty? That's called titty bologna. When we went to Motley Crue, I was wondering how all of these mini bottles wound up all over the ground when they don't sell mini bottles. And went to the Seattle Mariners with Joe Mikish and Mikish's girlfriend Madison. And Joe had carried a bunch of mini bottles. They were plastic, like on the way to the stadium. And he's like, I wish there was a way that we could get these in. And Madison was like, well, I'll titty them. And you just put them underneath your titty up in your bra and, you know, like just like walk on in. I was like, are you sure that's going to work out? Because I don't want to get kicked out of the game. I'm really excited to watch it. I wasn't. I was just drunk. but anyway, she got in through the metal detector with those, and it's titty vodka.
Nice. Good to know. This is why you guys tune into this podcast. It's for the little gems like this.
How you sneak stuff in. I remember back before weed was legal, and you weren't supposed to bring it to places. You just roll a joint, and you would carefully open up the end of a tampon, usually a Tampax cardboard applicator, and you just sneak a couple of joints in that cardboard applicator and like pretend it's sewed back up. And you go through security, you open your purse, security guy sees tampons, he's like, I want no fucking part of this. Go, go, go. I remember doing that for Joe at a tool show, and it blew his mind.
My friend Kate, when we went on my cruise for my 30th birthday, wore two pairs of panties so that she could crotch a mini bottle of vodka.
And here I've just been shoving everything in my prison purse like a real dumbass.
Got a sore asshole, sore cooter, everything is like stretched out. It's just like hot dog off down a hallway. And, you know. Anyway, it just goes to show you're never too old to learn.
It's true. And you're never too old to spill shit on the people in front of you at a game.
So, side note, if we're talking about spilling shit on people, I'm going to come clean. And I'm going to tell you what Joe did. At the same baseball game, we had gone to the baseball game the day before. We woke up early the next day. Seahawks were playing an early game. I brought down a bottle of champagne, which is a really good idea. So we started drinking champagne at the hotel room before we walked down to meet Mikish and Madison at a bar before we went into the game and before we titty bucked. We had a bunch of drinks in there. You know, the game starts at like 1 o'clock. It's when you're drunk before one, it's never going to end well. And they have helmet nachos at the Mariners game. It's just like, it comes in a souvenir helmet. It's chips, it's cheese, it's this pork. It's delicious.
Is it a big enough helmet that you could put it on your head when the nachos are gone?
Yes. Okay. It's big enough to fit on my head, but you definitely don't want to play ball with it because you're going to get
killed.
It's definitely not protective equipment. But it protects those nachos until people start doing the wave. Oh, no. And people are doing the wave, and I'm like, I don't think we should do the wave because you got the helmet nachos. And don't tell me I live my life. It didn't really go like that. But Joe had the helmet nachos in this tray, cardboard tray that they gave him. He got up, he did the wave. Nacho helmets went over, landed on the child.
Oh, no.
Sitting in front of us. And I've never been more scared for a moment, but then more. I looked at the dude who was a stranger sitting next to me. I was like, that moment when your husband dumps helmet nachos on a child in front of you. And the guy just like, eyes get really big and he looks over and I just, yeah. I did have time to also take a picture of it. At that moment where I'm really glad I have all these napkins in my stadium bag, we hand them to, the guy goes and cleans himself off, cleans his kid off, and then there's me, Joe, Madison running. Joe, what's your husband's favorite drink? What's your favorite drink? Right. We're going to take it. Booze fixes everything.
Of course.
And so like we grab like 7 different drinks, carry them back down. Joe goes all the way around the stadium trying to find a bag of cotton candy for the little girl. He just nacho douched. Anyway, what could have been a horrible situation turned out that the guy wound up being very cool about it, and he didn't kill us. It was the first time his kid had ever had cotton candy. He's like, great, thanks. Now every time someone dumps nachos on her, I gotta get her cotton candy.
Yeah. It's your prize. It's your prize for getting nacho douched. It's a little sweet treat. Sweet treat.
Sometimes when an adult says something bad to you, they gotta sweeten the... Sorry. We've gone to a very dark place here.
Well, let me tell you what my favorite sweet treat is. It's when somebody goes to Apple Podcasts and leaves me a review and a rating.
It helps people find us. You can also go to YouTube, like, subscribe, share with your friends.
We have some Patreon patrons that give us money. If you'd like to do that, we'd love to take your money.
Thanks. It really helps us want to keep doing this.
Send us your stories at fagbadmormons@gmail.com. It's replaced our website because we don't have that anymore.
Right.
We're too cheap to pay for the website.
It was like $350, but our patron Susan said she'd help us out with that, so we'll get right back on that. Thanks, Susan, you're the best.
And we probably forgot something because we don't have our paper in front of us, but thanks for listening to our show, and we'll see you.
I kind of wanted to burp because I thought it'd be funny, but then I was like, you might throw up, so don't.